USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The governor of Ohio says people across the state came together in the aftermath of Friday's killer tornadoes. Republican Mike DeWine toured some of the damage on Friday in the north central part of the state. Three people died in one tornado. Heavy damage was reported in different areas of Ohio after five tornadoes were confirmed in the state. DeWine said Ohioans are resilient, especially those who face tornadoes.
Indian Lake community will come back. That's the message I got from everybody. We will be back. We are coming back.
The suspect in last month's fatal beating of a Georgia nursing student is asking for a jury trial. Court officials in Athens says 26-year-old Jose Ibarra is in custody for the death of 22-year-old Lakin Riley and is facing charges of murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. Officials say Riley's body was found in a wooded area near the University of Georgia. Court date in the case is pending. There will be a delay in one of former President Trump's trials. USA's John Schaefer with the details.
The trial for former President Donald Trump's New York hush money case, overseen by Judge Juan Marchand, has been postponed from its initial start date of March 25th. That's due to discovery challenges raised by the defense. The judge decided to delay the trial by 30 days and has set a hearing for March 25th to tackle the discovery issues.
A new study says more U.S. teens are experimenting with a psychoactive drug called Delta 8. A survey funded by the National Institute of Health found that at least one or two students in every average-sized high school class had tried the drug last year. Delta 8 is a chemical compound found in cannabis and hemp plants. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A rash of subway violence continues to plague New York City's subway system. A man is in critical condition after being shot in the head on a subway train in downtown Brooklyn on Thursday. The victim was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. While the alleged shooter was taken into custody, it's now believed that it was a self-defense case. The FBI is investigating a possible hack that led to the leak of unaired footage of former Fox News anchor Tucker Carlson. According to the Tampa Bay Times, the probe is related to a search at media consultant and social media personality Tim Burke's house in Tampa. Carlson was fired early this month after offensive comments he made about women were published on several media outlets. Consumer spending is expected to reach over $22 billion this Easter. According to the annual survey by the National Retail Federation, 81% of Americans plan to celebrate Easter this year. They plan to spend an average of $177 per person and will spend the most on food, followed by clothing and then gifts. St. Patrick's Day is all about the Irish, but modern-day celebrations started in the U.S. The first St. Patrick's Day parade was actually held in Boston in the 1700s. The financial site says that over half of Americans plan on taking part in the festivities. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.